Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here, live Saturday show. As always, join us.
Join us.
The number 603-283-6160. We are sharing. You can. Or you can just listen to us. We'll talk about the war on drugs tonight, which is a topic that is something that I've always found to be interesting and outrageous. And
people learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past.
Yeah, and this has been going on now in the United States, at least, since 1971 in full-on... Well, yeah, but the quote-unquote war on drugs.
When it was first, the term was first coined, sure.
Yeah. I mean, they were eradicating marijuana before that.
And prohibition, alcohol, all that
prohibition.
Crap.
Yeah, and alcohol prohibition never ended. It just changed form. Yes. It just went to a regulated model of total control. You still can't make your own alcohol and sell it without asking for permission, so it's still prohibited.
It ain't moonshine if you're paying taxes on it.
Exactly. So, but the surprise news here is that, of all places, the president of Colombia, who's newly elected, has taken to the United Nations to give a speech where he actually said that the war on drugs has failed. Now, the question is, what is he going to do about it?
My question is, did he say the war on drugs has failed, or did he say the war on drugs has failed, man?
I don't know. They didn't quote that last line, but he did apparently say the war on drugs has failed. We're going to continue with the story here with you tonight.
I would like to point out that he is from Colombia, not Kush, India. So,
By the way, it is Ian here.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And the captain.
So the man's name, which, as you pointed out, Captain, is relatively amusing. His name is Petro. Last name Petro. First name Gustavo.
Gotta oil that guy up.
Former gorilla fighter, and he's a lefty.
What do you mean? He fights gorillas?
I don't know. I'm sure no one's ever heard that one before. Petro took the message to the global stage, telling the annual gathering of the UN in New York that an urgent rethink was needed. The veteran congressman said that humanity's addiction to irrational power, profit, and money has been more damaging than drug addiction. Quote, "What is more poisonous for humanity, cocaine, coal, or oil?" he asked the assembly. He said further, "The opinion of power has ordered that cocaine is poison and must be persecuted, while it only causes minimal deaths from overdoses. But instead, coal and oil must be protected, even when it can extinguish all of humanity."
Coal and oil.
And I don't know if I agree with him, you know, necessarily about the, you know, those statements, but I certainly agree with him.
Don't you know we're only 6 months from annihilation?
Oh, you mean ecology or whatever?
Exactly. Once the water level rises past a certain point, we all die.
Didn't, what was his name, Gore, didn't he predict everybody was going to die by 2012 or something like that?
Screw that guy.
And then they predicted everyone's going to die by
2020. Screw his wife, too. And I don't mean like screw. I mean like F them, but I can't say that on the radio.
Petro's predecessor, conservative Ivan Duque, warned that Petro could legalize all drugs and possibly threaten the United States. Duque said Friday, quote, "What worries me is there is now the possibility of getting into the permission or the legalization of cocaine and consumption," he said. "I think that will be very bad for Colombia, and that it will be very bad for the countries in the hemisphere, and I think it could generate also a major security threat to the United States."
Translation: you can't make decisions for yourself. We will make them for you.
Yeah, what exactly is the security threat of legalized cocaine in Colombia?
Well, that's obvious, isn't it?
No.
I mean, the CIA can't have a black budget if cocaine is legal in Colombia. How is the CIA supposed to control drug trade if it becomes legalized?
That's something else they should do, is kick the CIA out of Colombia. No,
well, don't you see what a threat that is to the security of the United States?
I see what you're saying there. Colombia's Justice Minister, Nestor Osuna, has insisted cocaine will remain illegal, and that the so-called authorities will continue to try to halt exports of the drug. So doesn't sound like they really understand the whole idea about the war on drugs has failed. But nonetheless, he also said that authorities, so-called, are going to target the mafias who export the final refined product, as well as the people who help them launder the proceeds. Felipe Tascon, the drug czar of Petro, said they plan to put an end to aerial spraying and the manual eradication of cocoa, which critics say unfairly targets poor rural farmers. Mm. He said that regulating the sale of cocaine would wrest the market from armed groups and cartels.
Wait, I have a question. Is the plant that eventually turns into cocaine,
mm-hmm.
is that
a coca plant
able to be grown in the United States?
Of course.
No? Not effectively.
Really?
No.
Even though there's plenty of tropical growing area
here?
Like
greenhouses? Like people can grow, marijuana.
Is it possible? Yes.
Okay.
Is it effective? Is it cost effective? Not even remotely. So coca and sugarcane are mm-hmm. two of those plants that absolutely require like a very specific tropical environment.
Huh. So Hawaii could grow coca?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
What about Florida?
No, actually.
No.
I know. It requires just a very, like, even Florida has too much of seasons for those plants. It would destroy whole crops of them. And the thing is, like, yeah, you can do this in controlled settings like a greenhouse, but you can't make a greenhouse that is the size of a field.
I don't know.
You can if you bury it underground.
I mean,
aren't they doing a ton of...
Is it possible?
So I've been told.
Wait, aren't they doing a ton of marijuana grow indoors?
Oh, yes. Marijuana grows everywhere.
Right.
Like, you can accidentally grow it anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they call it weed because it is a weed.
But the whole idea behind an indoor grow is you have total control or as much control as possible over
sure.
the growing.
And the thing about that is that you can grow small amounts that way and it'll still be cost effective. Mm-hmm. Whereas with cocaine, they want to grow fields of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and you just can't afford a greenhouse setup that is that large.
True story. A friend of mine was at another friend of mine's parents' house as a pre-18-year-old person and had some marijuana, and it was seedy, right? Because this is way back in the day when that's all you could get.
I remember that.
And like because the parental units were on their way in, they just sort of chucked it over the deck, right, the edge of the deck or whatever, into the area. You know, it's sort of a foresty area.
Yeah.
The next year, somebody came by, and they were doing some sort of inspection to, like, put an addition on the house or whatever, and some sort of authority person was like, hey, do you know you've got marijuana plants growing in your yard? So, like, the seeds, the little piece of it with the seeds, like, had just randomly sprouted and grown in their yard, and they kind of almost got in trouble, but they didn't, like, get any, like, official trouble. But what I'm saying is that you can't just accidentally throw some cocaine seeds over the deck of your friend's house and next year grow some cocaine.
Right.
Good point.
No, they're night and day, those two plants.
Yeah. And there's a lot of processing that has to go into turning the coca plant into cocaine, as
right.
I understand it as well.
Yeah.
It's not just going out and picking buds off the plant. But so to their credit, this is, again, the drug czar who's speaking now in Colombia, the new drug czar. Yes, they want to end aerial spraying and manual eradication of coca. He says that regulating the sale of cocaine would wrest the market from armed groups and cartels. So they're talking about potentially legalizing it within Colombia, but still prohibiting its export from Colombia. So they're halfway there. Drug traffickers, he says, know that their business depends on it being prohibited.
Well, so that part actually makes sense to me because other countries have laws against that. So, I mean, since you're not legally exporting it as a country, you can't just slap a tax on that and look the other way. Because the other countries where it's getting exported to will go, hey, you're not allowed to just watch, like, let them chip that out. That's illegal in my country.
What would their GDP look like if cocaine was legal within their country?
It's going to go up.
Right. And would cocaine be, like, their leading export product?
It probably
would be. Well, it sounds like they still wouldn't be able to legally export it.
So, okay, but here's the question.
Currently, it already is their leading export product.
Right, so what I'm saying, if, like, legitimately, like, if the state were like, okay, this is legal now, like, wouldn't that be, like, a more solid position for them as a country to have this legalized and, like, look at what we did. We increased our GDP by X because they currently can't claim that.
Well, no, actually, because the other countries that are receiving it can't do so legally.
Yes.
And because of that, they would would complain in the UN, and there would possibly be sanctions against Colombia because, hey, you're letting them ship this contraband into my country.
What happens when the second country legalizes cocaine?
Then
Colombia can say...
Both of their GDP will skyrocket.
Colombia can then say, all right, you can export, but only to whatever the second country is that has legalized it, and that would be a huge boon for them. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Are they going to move in this direction? Seems optimistic.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Talk about the war on drugs. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Colombia possibly to legalize cocaine. within Colombia, according to the story here at the Daily Mail. There's a new president. He's a leftist, so he's probably terrible on most economic things and other, you know, issues. But he's absolutely right that the war on drugs has failed. And that's what he said in a speech recently at the UN.
We criticize all the time how little governments actually accomplish and get done, even within their own, like, stuff, right? Mm-hmm. They're not out to, like, set you up for more freedom and stuff like that. But, like, they're slow. It takes them a long time to get things done. Imagine how much they would get done if they were all doing lines.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Just a little bit more. In fact, they get to the point that you were making, Picos, about the international agreements and such potentially being violated by exporting cocaine. So they are going to continue to prohibit the export of cocaine, presuming this plan moves forward. And it's getting major headlines here. But the drug czar for the new president there, Mr. Petro, the drug czar's name is Felipe Tascon. He says drug traffickers know their business depends on it being prohibited. Mm-hmm. If you regulate it like a public market, the high profits disappear, and the drug trafficking disappears. Mm-hmm. He says the government's program doesn't talk about the problem of drugs. It talks about the problem generated by the prohibition of drugs.
Why does that have to be regulated at all?
Well, I agree with you there, but you know how government people are. They want to have control. That's what they want to do. And
no, there is actually a reason that it has to be regulated.
I don't
like the reason, but it's true. The reason is this scares people. It scares people. So if you regulate it, it will scare them less. I don't like that's a fact, but that is how people operate.
I just don't like he's making it as if it's a either-or choice, a binary choice, and it's like they never mention the choice that, like, we could just not regulate it at all.
Well, that's not realistic.
That's because they're not libertarians.
Let the market decide.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to. So it is possible in New Hampshire to just legalize something, and there's enough of us that aren't absolutely terrified of it that's a real thing that could happen.
But that hasn't even happened yet with cannabis here in New Hampshire,
right.
Because when you start talking about it, the prohibitionists still come out of the woodwork, right. And they're still saying things like, what about the children?
September now? I think in October, we're going to be able to drive across into Vermont, and recreational marijuana stores will be open.
And they're already open in Maine,
right.
and in the
surrounding states, every state surrounding us.
Mm. I mean, it's going to happen at some point, but it does need to happen without taxes and without regulations. Mm-hmm. We have the best
chance. Live free or die, except for when it comes to marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, we have the best chance at that becoming a reality in New Hampshire, but also we're not there yet. The free staters don't control the legislature. As much as the Democrats want you to believe that the free staters are in total control of the legislature, they're not. No one has proposed this.
But even so, like, the Democrats should be in favor of recreational marijuana.
Not if it's proposed by
the
Republicans.
They used to be. Right. They used to be.
So they say here, if Colombia were to legalize the drug, and by the way, this is the Daily Mail reporting, if they were to legalize cocaine unilaterally, that would violate international agreements and cause a breach with the U.S. and other countries, according to the former congressman from a coca-producing region who founded a group that would promote sustainable development. The pariah status that would create for Colombia would likely harm their ability to trade and even access the global financial system. And yet the speculation...
Adapt and overcome.
Well, they don't want to do that. Yet still, the speculation remained that Colombia would follow the example set in the Americas by Canada, where cocaine is decriminalized, in British Columbia, and Argentina, where it is legal for personal use. At present, Colombians can legally possess...
Wait, hang on. Argentina? I got a passport. I'm looking for a place to go, like on vacation or something. You know?
At present, Colombians can legally possess less than 1 gram, and in Mexico, it is half a gram that is legal. So they've already had a little bit, sounds like, of decriminalization, at least for personal possession, in some of these countries. Anyway, the story goes on, but I'll link the full thing over on our social media if you want to dig in deeper into this. I think this is positive. As critical as we are of the details
absolutely.
In this.
I make fun of all of this stuff, but like, this is very positive news for somebody in some sort of official position to come out and be
the president.
Yeah, to come out and be like, hey, we're going to do this thing.
Yeah,
that's great. That's fantastic news.
Meanwhile, the U.S. government's official position is they are against even the decriminalization of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least the U.S. federal government isn't going around arresting users or quote-unquote legal dealers in the states that have legalized cannabis in the United States at this point.
And I think that maybe one day we can, you know, we can set our sights on being at least almost as free as this communist country.
You mean Colombia?
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps one day the USA can also obtain such freedom. Let's go to the phones here. We have Greg on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
So Greg is a fellow libertarian here, even though I'm a left libertarian. When it comes to war and governments, I'm pretty much exactly the same as an anarcho-capitalist.
Right.
So I wanted to talk about, you know, war really brings out the libertarian in me. And, like, what's going on in the Donbass region right now and like, in Ukraine? They're having these referendums, and of course, the way that they're, you know, all of these governments, the way they're conducting themselves is utterly insecure and pathetic. Take Russia, for example. Russia could have called a lot of international observers. They don't have to be the official OSCE observers, but they could have a lot of people just going around and making sure that the people's voice is recorded faithfully, right? Ukraine has just announced that they're going to jail anyone for 5 years who even participates in this democratic exercise.
Really?
Peacefully voting.
Wow. Yeah. Well, okay, so we need to recap here. We've talked about it over the last few days on the show, but you mentioned these referendums. What's happening is in the Donbass region, which is the eastern region of Ukraine, and then a couple of the southern regions, southeastern regions, they are having these votes that have been called for by supporters of joining Russia. And these people are saying, look, we want the people to decide their future. We're going to put this thing to a vote. And we want the people to come out and vote on whether or not they want to essentially secede from Ukraine and join Russia.
Note the lack of a third option.
Which they've done these things before. And it was overwhelmingly they wanted to break off from Ukraine, become their own independent nations, and then as their independent nations, join the Russian Federation.
This to me sounds more like, are you afraid that Russia's going to take over? If so, vote to join them right now.
Well, so there's two levels of this thing for me. So on the simple moral level, you should let these people be a part of whatever they want to be a part of and not be a part of whatever they don't want to be a part of.
Individually, yeah.
However, the truth of what's going on with this is that a proxy war between two major empires is being fought in Ukraine. That's all this really is. It's a proxy war that is also fundamental to the economic war that seems to be the foundation of the Third World War as we're experiencing it now.
And I just wanted to point out that there have been proxy wars raging for the last 8 years in Yemen and now in Ethiopia, and no one in the U.S. can care about it.
Greg, hang on. I want to continue the discussion here, and I know that you've got family that's over there, so I'm sure this is a little more close to home than it is for some people. I want to hear more about this. We've been following this story throughout the week. The voting, by the way, is continuing over the weekend and happening all the way through Tuesday, so it's a multi-day vote. Results are expected on Wednesday, and then what happens after that is really the big question.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Russian troops moved quickly to disperse peaceful protesters against President Vladimir Putin's mobilization order to beef up Kremlin forces in Ukraine. Nearly 750 people, including children, have been arrested. Canadian Armed Forces are looking at where help is needed most in Nova Scotia after post-tropical cyclone Fiona made landfall during Saturday. The vast majority of Atlantic Canada is without power. Some are without homes after they were washed into the sea. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties ahead of Tropical Storm Ian that forecasters are expecting to be a full hurricane by next week. Detroit Radio News anchor Jim Matthews was killed in a murder and attempted suicide. His girlfriend and two children were also hurt in the attack at his Chesterfield Township home. The suspect was found in the basement with wounds and an overdose. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phone number here if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there. We've been following the referenda that are on the ballot, and a ballot that is now being challenged by up to 5 years in prison, apparently.
Duh.
Yeah. If you participate, according to a story I pulled up over at eutimes.net, because it was the first I'd heard of it from Greg in New York, who we're going to bring back on here in a moment, but he mentioned that anyone who is caught participating in this vote in Ukraine, because, you know, Ukraine's the big pro-democracy country, right? Pro-freedom and pro-democracy. If you believe the people in the U.S. that have the Ukraine flags.
That's why we're backing Ukraine, to make the world safe for democracy.
That's what they keep saying, but don't forget Ukraine banned the opposition party a few months ago.
Weird.
So you can't be in the party that would oppose the current party, because, you know, democracy. And now they're saying that any citizen, apparently, who promotes or organizes the voting, so anybody that assists, like they carry a ballot box or something like that, faces a prison term of 5 to 10 years, as well as possible asset seizure by the state, including being barred from employment in select positions for up to 15 years.
Make no mistake, this is a direct threat on these people's lives. The government likes to say that, oh, you face a sentence of, and like make it seem like there's no violence in the equation. Mm-hmm. However, if you face a sentence of or a prosecution of, that means that they purport the authority to arrest you, put you in a cage, and if you resist, end your life.
The craziest thing about this is, I mean, we already knew that they were going to ignore these results. They already, before the election even occurred, they were calling it a sham.
Right.
So we knew they were going to reject the results. But now what they're doing is they're ensuring that any Ukrainians who were going to go and vote to stay in Ukraine, they're just going to stay home. Because they don't.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what's hilarious about this is that you've practically guaranteed that it's going to be a 100% we love Russia vote.
Right. Let's bring Greg back on the line here in New York. But now, Greg, as you pointed out, apparently the Russians didn't bother to bring in any third party, you know, voting observer types to verify that the things are legit, if you will. Is that right?
Yeah, the OSCE, the Organization for Security Cooperation in Europe, is usually tasked with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And during the Crimea referendum, they were called, as far as I understand, by Crimea, and they refused to come because the international system, you see, they don't recognize regions of countries as being empowered to hold a vote, except, of course, in the case of certain regions. Like, for example, Kosovo seceded from Yugoslavia after NATO was bombing it. They said that there was a genocide being carried out and so on. Very similar rhetoric to what Putin says about why they went to Ukraine.
Well, that's really not surprising, though, because if a country starts recognizing that parts of a country can leave, then they undermine their own monopoly over every part of their country. I mean, it's tantamount to, if the United States recognized that Crimea or the Donbass can leave Ukraine, then they're practically encouraging us to leave the United States.
Hold on, sweet. Did I miss what you said? They're misunderstanding you, Greg. Did you say the OSCE, this third-party vote certifying or whatever organization, won't even consider this vote, or that...
Well, it's like this. They won't participate in actually certifying or overseeing the vote. See, as a libertarian...
So Russia couldn't do anything about this, then? They couldn't bring in a third party?
Well, yes and no. You see, as a libertarian, I would say bring in a lot of people who are bloggers and who have large audiences and let them oversee the vote, the same way we do here in the United States.
Sure.
Just simply have a month of calling everyone, hey, why don't you come and oversee our vote? That would be smart. But Russia instead shoots itself in the foot because it doesn't actually do any of that. And by
the way,
of course,
now if you go in and you oversee the vote, now you're subjecting yourself to 5 to 10 years in prison, potential prosecution by the Ukrainian so-called authorities.
Yeah.
So how many people are going to take that risk?
Mm.
On the bright side, I do want to say that in the last 5 years, we did have several populations take a referendum to secede. In Catalonia, they voted to secede from Spain. And in the Iraqi Kurdish regions, they voted to secede from Iraq. Of course, both votes were completely denounced by countries around that region. And
the Madrid police forces were brought in Catalonia to physically attack elderly ladies who were trying to go to the polls with, like, flying tackles and drop kicks. I mean, it was an insane situation where they literally had so many cops come into Catalonia. They were bringing them in from all over the country, and they were stationing them in cruise ships that they had commandeered. They literally took the, like, Looney Tunes cruise ships. No joke. There are pictures of this. They're hard to find, but I was able to find some within the last year when this came up before. Yeah. You can find them unfurling large black banners over the sides of the Looney Tunes ships to block the characters because Warner Brothers or whoever the ship company was said, we don't want anyone to see our characters associated with this police state activity because you've commandeered our cruise ships so your cops can
elderly season. Yeah. Duck season.
And those black things make them look like pirate ships, no?
Yeah, sure do.
I just wanted to basically say that this is why my life's work in the last 10 years has been to help people to self-organize using the Internet. Mm-hmm. On the Internet, there is no violence. We cannot assault an old lady on the Internet. And so if we are able to vote over the Internet and we're able to inform each other of videos of what's happening right now, in Mariupol or Sa'ana, Yemen. I would like to know. I'd like to know what's happening in Kherson right now or
And the only way that we're going to do any of this stuff is through the blockchain. Otherwise, we're going to get censored. So, like, if you want to vote that everyone can see and count for themselves, then you have to have it on a blockchain. And if you want videos that are going to be uncensorable, because that's the thing, you can put video like this on YouTube, it'll get taken down. But if you put it on a blockchain, then you can have something that everyone can access.
What is your prediction, Greg? Like I said, you know, you're somebody who's got some ties to the region, as I understand it. Historically, your family does. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, it sounds like Ukraine is guaranteeing that their supporters will not show up at this poll, so it's going to be overwhelming. It likely would have been, in a fair vote, it likely still would have gone to Russia, because most of the people living in these areas are Russian, you know, descendants and Russian speakers, as I understand it. But now it's going to be overwhelmingly in support of Russia. So that's going to result in Russia declaring these areas of Ukraine as Russian territory. They're saying this is now Russia as of Wednesday, basically next week. And now Putin has said that if these are now Russia based on these votes, then they will protect them as though they are Russia. It will no longer be a special military action. It will be full on war to protect their country. What do you think is going to transpire here?
Well, unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong. But I think what's going to transpire is pretty much what you said. Both governments have completely botched this referendum, and it's going to be extremely lopsided in favor of Russia because, like you said, whoever is, feels like they're a Ukrainian patriot, they will simply stay away from these things. And so these will be completely one-sided and useless, but Russia will use them to declare, and of course the rest of the international community won't recognize them. But here is the real problem. If Russia does indeed recognize these regions as part of Russia, then by the logic of these ridiculous government approaches who don't listen to each other and they don't listen to other governments, they're going to say, well, it looks on paper like this is Russia, so now we're in a war. See, this whole time they were calling it a special military operation,
right?
Because technically, according to their own laws, they're supposed to use whatever means necessary, including calling up reservists and including and up to using nuclear weapons to defend their country.
While we have you for one second, so who do you think that America is in a proxy war against in Yemen?
Let's get to that question. Can you hang on, Greg?
I'll be here.
We're here with Greg. We'll get into the Yemen question on the way here. And the number is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. But Fear Talk Live is still to come here a little bit later tonight. We'll tell you a little more about that on the way. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Free Talk Live.
Oh, look, Cartman, your mom really is on the cover of Crack Horror Magazine.
You can join us here in the remaining moments at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 tonight. It's Ian.
Speaker's Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beer Talk Live will be coming soon. As soon as we're done with the radio show here, we do a few after-show things we need to do.
Around about 10:30.
And at about 10:30 Eastern.
We're not
time.
Always punctual.
We normally are, though.
We try.
Last week we had some technical difficulties, which are resolved for this week. So we should be punctual this week.
We say that now.
But 10:30 Eastern time is when you can tune in over at watch.freetalklive.com. It'll also be on our other video streaming services that I won't even bother naming because they may or may not keep us. You know, sometimes they ban our show, and you never know when that's going to happen.
Especially the uncensored ones.
But, yeah, over at watch.freetalklive.com, that is where you'll be able to see it tonight, 10:30 Eastern. It will not be on broadcast radio, which means you can say things that the FCC would not allow.
That's right.
We're going to go back to Greg in New York. The Peakless Mountaineer, you had a question for Greg about Yemen. What was that?
Yeah, so we were talking about how Ukraine is a proxy war between Russia and the United States. And
or NATO.
Yeah, well, six of one, half dozen of the other, really. I mean, they're one monster, to be certain.
Sure.
I tend to think of it as the United States being sort of the brain, the head of that particular empire. But, you know, your mileage may vary. Point being, it's two major world powers that are, since they can't actually fight with each other directly because it would end all life on Earth,
mm-hmm.
but they also both want to take over the planet and have to solve that dispute. So they're fighting it out in Ukraine. And you had mentioned that you saw Yemen as a proxy war, and I wanted you to get into that.
I'll spend a little bit on the Yemen conflict, but I just wanted to mention, I don't think that calculus applies anymore. I think the governments are much more insane now. I think that whereas the USSR and USA, for example, were trying to stay out of each other, directly confronting each other in Afghanistan, Vietnam, Laos, and many other areas, they, of course, destroyed these countries to smithereens, but they didn't attack each other. Well, now, I think by the letter of their law, they are both Like, they're putting stuff in their ears saying, I don't hear you. And they're literally, I think Russia is going to use a nuke. I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, my God.
But it looks like it might use a tactical nuke.
Against whom?
In Ukraine.
Well, and that's going to be their place. See, we didn't nuke you. We just nuked the country that you were taking over. So, ha. Huh.
Mm. All right, so I think your question, Peakless Mountaineer, was who is the sort of the other party of the proxy war? We know the United States party, but who is the other party on the other side?
So the proxy war in Yemen started when Iran-backed Houthi rebels took over the government and made a revolution, kind of similar to the maybe Euromaidan revolution in Ukraine or other revolutions. But basically what happened was Houthis are Shiites. And so traditionally Yemen was under the hegemony of the Sunni, led Gulf states. And, so the Gulf states didn't take too kindly to this regime change, just like Russia didn't take kindly to the one in Ukraine. And they went ahead and initiated a campaign of essentially bombing them, of course, with American weapons. If you go, you can see John Stewart in 2013 and 14. He had a whole episode about how we sold weapons to every single country in the Gulf region in order to promote peace, quote unquote. Well,
right, yeah.
Those weapons are then used in what is actually a more horrific currently humanitarian crisis than in Ukraine. But I feel that because they are not so-called first world countries, Ethiopia is another one with a proxy war, we simply do not care. They have 40 million people, about 36 million, similar to Ukraine. They have a much larger and worse humanitarian crisis for more years, but we don't say anything. We only talk about Khashoggi, one guy. And the same thing I just want to say in Libya, we talk about four people, which of course are important, you know, Americans, but millions of people live in a failed state in Libya, which we destroyed.
Hold on. You're getting way away from my really simple one-word question here. So you're saying that Iran, then, is the other party in this proxy war. Is that right?
Oh, yes. In Yemen. Correct.
So now, did I hear you say that Ethiopia is also a proxy war?
In Ethiopia, as we speak, there is a humanitarian crisis.
Okay.
That is, yes, from a war. Which is essentially looks like a proxy war as well.
Greg, thanks for calling in here tonight. Feel free to check back in. Appreciate the analysis on the situation that is developing out there. And again, and I hope he's wrong, that it escalates into a nuclear conflict. Thank you for the call tonight. Because one of the things that, interestingly, here at the EU Times story about they're threatening their own people now with 5 years in prison for even participating in this vote to leave Ukraine and join Russia in the Donbass regions and their southern regions south of Donbass. Yeah. This is Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk. She announced this week that the five-year prison term is being considered. Quote, some lawyers believe those actions, meaning voting in this referenda, would fall under a certain criminal code of the Ukraine, infringement on Ukraine's territorial integrity, which is punishable with a prison term of up to 5 years, she said. She further called on citizens currently in the occupied territories to, quote, leave if possible. She said further that I strongly advise residents of the temporarily occupied territories do not take a Russian passport, do not go to referendums, do not cooperate with the occupiers, and leave if it's possible. So what are they planning? What is going to come next? Let's go to John in Delaware, listening on the radio there. Go ahead, John. John in Delaware? Going once.
Soft J, yawn.
He was there. He wanted to comment on the Ukraine situation. Let's see. In the meantime, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, John. Or Sarah.
It's not lucky. So we have three homeless encampments that are approved. One is for car encampment. The other one is a tent encampment. Another one is just for women by the former jail.
How many encampments do you have that are unapproved?
Well, just all over the city, the unapproved ones.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
That's the reason why.
Who approves approved camps?
You know, that sounds great because, like, the option there is either you have a place where you let homeless people be, or you're constantly kicking them out of their house and just causing more and more suffering for people who already have it pretty rough.
Right, Right, because they'll be blocking the sidewalk. They're both blocking the bridges.
Right.
You can't walk through. They're just everywhere. And then we might have another one more coming up somewhere.
They're just everywhere.
So, but I'm just excited.
In a police state, in a welfare state like you have in New Mexico, yeah, you're going to have a lot of homeless people.
Like the homeless.
You're from Seattle. You must know a thing.
Oh my God!
Right?
Like I can't even tell you. Like when I got to Keene, New Hampshire,
40% of the U.S. currency, you're going to have a lot of homeless people everywhere.
Yeah. When I got to Keene, New Hampshire, first of all, I was surprised that there were homeless people here.
There are. It's cold here, but they're still here.
And there are. Now, not as many of them, but like I got panhandled like day one.
Wow.
Right? Now, I would get that all the time in Seattle, so I knew how to handle it, knew what to do. And,
I heard the people that stand out by the state road all day long and panhandle actually come up from Massachusetts.
I would not doubt that.
Conan said he stopped and talked to them.
Oh, really?
And they told him that.
So
they make more money here.
I bet they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that there were any here because I was like, small town in a rural state,
sure.
You know. Like, but, yeah, they're here. However, by way of comparison, like, Sarah isn't wrong when she says they are everywhere. They are everywhere. But the question isn't like everybody treats them like it's some sort of a disease, like it's some sort of these people are a nuisance in my life. And, like,
they can be.
I'm not
peeing on your front steps or whatever.
Saying,
your
I'm
store.
Not saying that that's, but like, what caused the homeless?
Well, it's a different story for all of them, right? I mean, some of it's a drug addict. They lost their jobs.
I'd say it's two simple things, honestly. Number one, it's illegal to build low-cost housing.
Right. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Number two, they destroyed the currency and made everyone poor.
Right.
So the people
who can't get out of it.
Yeah. So the people who didn't have to
and
be
let's
homeless,
be specific.
Now
who
they
are
have
they?
To be homeless.
Who are they?
They
outlawed.
The group of violent thugs that think they run this world. The so-called government.
The state.
Yeah. Now, number one, the people who could have been supporting themselves, but were too close to that line. Well, they're homeless now. And number two, the people who could have had extra money to give to charities that are solving this problem.
They can barely take care of themselves.
Exactly.
Okay. Because of taxation.
There's more to come, but not on the radio. If you want to hear more, you guys are going to go for probably a couple of hours at least on Beard Talk Live. They've tended towards 3 hours.
Episode 6 coming up.
And that is a little bit later. It's 10:30 Eastern. You can go over to watch.freetalklive.com, and you can see them there. And if you can't tune that in for whatever reason, you don't have the internet, well, Free Talk Live returns tomorrow night. We're here live 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 Eastern, and online anytime.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.